In our last few moments, we're going to look at the Bible. I normally share a word. I'm not going to call this a word. I'm going to call this a thought. Turn to the Old Testament, please, in your Bible. And we're going to look at the Old Testament book of Nehemiah, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, so forth and so on, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah. 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah. And we're just going to look at Nehemiah, just a thought, Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17. This is Nehemiah speaking. He said, "Then I said to them," Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17. I'm still hearing pages turn, but we're going to go on. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17. Nehemiah says, "Then I said to them, 'You see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild, rebuild, rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace.' I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me and what the king had said to me." The king had given him permission to leave his post and to come back to Jerusalem to undertake this endeavor. They replied, "Let us start rebuilding. Let us start rebuilding." So they began this good work. And my thoughts for you is, what brick are you? What brick are you? When we think of walls, this example of Jerusalem was in waste and unprotected because its walls had been knocked down. And when you think about cities in the Old Testament, they were protected by walls so that enemies could not come in and attack. But when the walls are destroyed, the enemies can come in and attack. And as we think about who we are and what we are to be about, first of all, the Bible says in Proverbs 25:28 that like a city whose walls are broken through, such is a person who lacks self-control. Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. So without self-control and discipline, dirty word, the walls of your personal life are broken down and you can be attacked. But beyond that, the Lord kind of planted this vision, I wouldn't call it a vision, this thought, that's the word I used earlier, this thought. When we think of our lives, what are we really about? And of course, many of us are familiar with the fact that we need to understand why we are here, what our purpose is. We're familiar with what Rick Warren said in the open paragraph of The Purpose-Driven Life. He said, "It's not about you. The purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, your peace of mind, or even your happiness. It's far greater than your family, your career, or even your wildest dreams and ambitions. If you want to know why you were placed on this planet, you must begin with God. You were born by His purpose and for His purpose." Colossians 1:16 says, "For everything in the Message Bible, for everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, everything got started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. What's your purpose? You need to be about, as we've said before, finding your purpose. And here's the thought. As you think about why you're here, you can think about all these things, career, family, aspirations, dreams, ambitions, but really, what's the context? And the Lord gave me this thought, this image. You know what the God is doing? He has deigned to create a wall. And we are to be the bricks in that wall. And it's not just a temporal wall, temporal meaning in a single point in time, but the purpose of this wall is to span from generations past to generations future. And we are to create our section of the wall. We are being prepared by those who came before us. They are preparing us to fill our place in the wall. Our job is to fill our place, our brick in the wall. And our job is not only to fill our place, but to prepare that next group to fill their place. So that we are spanning from the beginning of time to the end, an unbroken wall that is established, that establishes the kingdom of God. What about you? Are you filling your slot in the wall? What brick are you? I was reminded of the Great Wall of China, which extends 5,000 miles, which was created to protect China from the invaders. But at different points in time, they had a wonderful wall that was created in sections, but it was only in sections. And this section was a wonderful section, but there was a gap. And so the enemy just went through the gap. And it wasn't until that wall was more established, where its length and breadth was unbroken, that it provided the needed protection. No matter how strong one individual, one section of the wall is, if it's not joined by its counterpart, there's a gap. What's your brick? Are you seeking God to understand what your purpose is? Point one. And then once you understand that purpose, are you that self-disciplined, self-controlled person that is standing up to fill that gap, fill that spot in the brick, in the wall, so that God can establish throughout all eternity His kingdom for all to see? What brick are you? The word emphasizes this. It says in 1 Peter 2, 4:10, it says, as you come to Him, Jesus, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to Him, you also, like living stones. Living stones, or might I say, living bricks, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices accepted to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in Him will never be put to shame. We are living stones, or we are designed to be living stones, living bricks. But are you filling your spot in the wall so that it can be intact? Yes, there's blessings to you of being the Lord and prosperity and health and wonderful things, and that's good and that's wonderful, but it's not about you. It's about, are you serving as that brick in the wall being passed on from generation, preparing the next generation, building the wall, building the wall to establish the kingdom of God. Determine in your heart today that I will build. I will build. I will build my spot. It's not my job to be that 32nd brick down there or that 34th brick down there. I can't do their job for them. But there's a couple folks that I'm linked to and the folks I need to link to. And so as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Build. Establish the wall. Build. Identify your purpose. Build. Build the kingdom of God so that the world may be blessed. Your purpose and ultimately God's purpose may be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Build. Shout build on three. One, two, three.
Build.
Be blessed.